WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Seven, the Capstone, and your morning show. We're gonna get Luke to tell us something about him.
Yeah, so this past week, I'm from Florida, so like mainly me and my friends back home surf and skate. So naturally, when I came here, I was like, all right, I'm gonna skate around campus and stuff. So I mean, I didn't really like when I came for Bama Bound, like I didn't see anybody else like dressed like me or anything like that, or like into skating at all. So it was very interesting. I even like brought my skateboard to Bama Bound too. But like this past week, like and like the past and like the week before, like skating around campus, you meet like quite a bit of people. Like I have my own little like friend group and stuff that I've found since I've been here that I skate with, but like just skating by yourself, like random people will stop you and be like, yo, I used to skate, and then they like get your information and everything because they want to like get back into it.
Yeah,
and it's cool and it's like surprising. Another thing is like, say you're like trying to do a trick off like a stair set or something, like me and my homies will be out, like people will just gather around and watch.
Yeah, like, we love skating.
But it's like they've never seen it before. Like they're just watching. They're like, that is crazy.
Well, what do you expect? We weren't allowed to.
I know, but it's just like, it's wild. Because like usually I'm used to like everybody skateboarding, everybody surfing. Yeah. Like you have to be good at the stuff, you know.
Yeah,
it's just it's a change of pace. It's just like, and then you get like mad stares everywhere you go because your style is like completely different than everybody, because I happen to not own Lululemon shorts, and so
that is like, exactly
which
it.
Is like the most popular thing. No hate, I'm just saying, like
I just don't own them.
No hate, it's just the most popular thing. So I mean, like who knows, man, but it was cool, like, and everybody's like super nice too about it and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean obviously I'm not like getting in anybody's way, but I mean, and like trying not to get hit by a car and stuff.
Yeah, that would be
hard
smart
around here, but
we'll get back to the music now on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show. Woo!
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
15, Queen Elizabeth II became Great Britain's longest reigning monarch in history. But as we know, Queen Elizabeth also died yesterday.
She out the door, kicked the bucket.
Yeah, she did kick the bucket at 96 years old. She was a monarch for 70 years.
70 years of like.
That's insane. Like,
when was she like?
She got on the throne when 96. She was 25.
25. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So she's been there.
Dude, she's been living a long time.
Yeah.
And she's on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to change their money. They have to change their like all the little emblems on their police stuff.
I know.
And it's just going to be like crazy. Like I saw on, I think it was Twitter or something this morning, it was like, there's going to be like 10 days where Britain doesn't do anything because they have to like redo everything. And I'm so worried.
So like, but that's confusing though, right? So like money wise, like does the Queen Elizabeth like pound just like, or whatever she's on, like doesn't work anymore?
I don't know. That's like the crazy thing.
So they're like, nah, like, man, we can't accept that. Like what?
Yeah. Like,
that's what's weird about it. Or do they just like kind of just,
I think they filter it out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think like the banks will probably, like when they get the Queen Elizabeth money, and they'll
probably
hold
just,
on to it and get different money, that kind of thing, and return it, stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, well, yeah, that makes sense. So.
I don't know. Well, RIP to Queen Lizzie.
Queen Lizzie.
She is either above or below us. We don't know.
yeah, I mean.
We'll have to see.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey, It is the morning show. We're talking about my first Bama game experience. So you guys don't know, but I'm a freshman here. Like, this is my first year here. And honestly, I was not ready for like how crazy everything was for the game day. Like, I mean, I wore a crazy outfit. Like, I wore like Carhartt overalls with no shirt and like a red like corduroy Alabama hat. So if you saw me at the game, like, what's up? But like, yeah, it was crazy. I wore that. It was also like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah,
so I was
burning up.
Oh yeah. I was in like the double knee Carhartt setup. Like I was,
no.
So we're like, all right, well, let's go check out like the tailgate scene, like whatever. Like we were like, let's go explore a little bit. So we hit the quad and I was not expecting that. Cause I mean, I've from Florida, I've been to like some, like I've been to UF games and stuff like that. And it's just like a bunch of old people being like, how about them Gators? But like, we don't care. But, you know, and then like, but no, like there's like a bouncy house set up for like kids and like, it was insane. Like the police were set up. Yeah, it was, I was surprised and everything was like nice too. Like there was like rent tents and stuff out there, like the nice white setup. The actual game itself, like, I mean, standing in line with all those people just waiting was also an experience because you meet some characters.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you meet some characters, especially after the day's activities have been going on. So, but then, the actual game though itself, I mean, it was like, it was a blowout. It was long. I mean, I don't like paying $20 for chili fries. But like,
That would do it.
I mean, like maybe change that up because like I was hungry and like I sat through like an hour quarter basically and then my phone died. So then I had to just sit there and eat these $20 chili fries.
Good news.
Yeah. And they don't have like,
did you do the play for four, stay for four?
What do you mean? What is that?
So the team plays for four and you have to stay for four. So all four quarters, the team plays.
No, I left after Dixieland Delight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of those. No.
You gotta play for four.
I went to performing arts high school. You think I'm not used to having a football team. And then I come here and it's like the biggest football like thing in history. Like, like it's insane. Like we didn't have sports teams at my school, so I mean it was cool. It was an experience. Like the outfits though, like y'all ladies go all out.
That is true.
The knee-high boots was insane.
Speaking of the knee-high boots, my roommate, her mom got her $300 pair of rhinestone knee highs.
Get out.
They are like crazy. Like,
but
crazy,
why?
Crazy.
Why? So what? You
I
can wear them to the
know.
So you can wear them to the football games?
Yes. Like that doesn't. Yeah, she wore them to a football game. And
no.
Like, no.
What's the shelf life on those things? My feet would be hurting.
Yeah, I don't even wear heels like regularly because of that. I can't imagine going to a football game.
I'm like the old man you see at Walmart, like on the Dr. Scholl's thing. Like, yeah, I need these inserts for my shoes.
Yeah. I love how we're both college students too.
No,
like,
yeah.
We're old. We're not old people.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Whether the weather is good or bad, as Noah liked to say, we always have something to make you glad. So fun fact and a little glad story today. Domino's is now delivering their pizza in pizza boxes that are recyclable. Very fun. A lot of people thought pizza boxes weren't recyclable because of the grease on the box. Like,
I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
I just always just throw them in.
Yeah. So most like things that are like recyclable like can't really be next to food. Which is really
weird.
That
is really weird.
And so, like, that messes with the recycling process. But they've, like, Domino's has made it clear, like, yes, you can recycle boxes, like, that kind of thing.
Huh.
And I thought that was really cool, given a little bit of tidbit about me. I was recycling president at my high school. So, I love recycling.
Recycling president.
Yes. I was recycling secretary and president.
And president.
Yeah. So, start recycling. in your pizza boxes, and let's get back to the music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Crimson White actually put out an article on the Alabama hockey team. Now, a lot of people don't even know that Alabama hockey team exists, but it is a thing, and they're actually really good. So they advanced from becoming, they were originally a D3 team. Now they have two separate teams. They have a Division I team and a Division II team. And the reason why I mentioned the article is actually they have a game today. The rink, there's not like a rink in Tuscaloosa, so they have to drive an hour all the way out just to even go to practice. So, I mean, these guys are dedicated. And they're playing Kennesaw State tonight at 6:30 p.m. Oh. So I don't know how good Kennesaw State's hockey team is.
Yeah, didn't think they would have one either. Like,
but hey, roll tide.
Yeah.
Hopefully we win.
Yeah.
I'm actually friends with the goalie on the team, so.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so hopefully they make something happen tonight. Yeah.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.